We're recording.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome. I'm Sean Brigham, president of the Delaware State Board of Education. I call the August 15th regular meeting minutes to order. It is 5 p.m. The meeting is open to the public in person in the cabinet room of the Townsend Building in Dover, Delaware, and electronically via WebEx. The Delaware State Board of Education published the public meeting notice and meeting information on August 8th on the state public meeting calendar site. Thank you for your patience if we run into any technology issues as we simultaneously conduct this meeting in person and electronically. Today's agenda contains two opportunities for public comment. There's a time allotted for regulations and then general public comment near the end of the meeting. Sign-up sheets are available on the table by the door. If you did not previously sign up to provide public comment via email or log in via the URL, please type in your name, organization, and comment topic into the chat box now. If you're only participating via phone and wish to make verbal public comment, please log in via the meeting URL. As required by statute, this meeting is being recorded and a recording will be available to the public on our website within 7 business days of this meeting. As a reminder, when voting on items for action, I will ask all those in favor say aye, and we'll only do a roll call vote if there's a dissent. As a reminder, when speaking or making a motion, please state your name first. Mr. Veal, please do a roll call to state board members.
Here.
Dr. Griffin.
Present.
Mr. Kenton.
Here.
Dr. LaPaglia.
Here.
Reverend Powell. Mr. Sawney.
Present.
Ms. Stevens.
Here.
Dr. Donald.
Here.
Thank you. I will also note that we have Deputy Attorney General Alex Corbin and State Board staff Kathleen Smith and Marco Avila participating in today's meeting. The board's agenda was posted on August 8th. Are there any changes to the agenda? If there is not, is there a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented?
Griffin, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Griffin's made a motion. I need a second.
LaPaglia, second.
LaPaglia, second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. President, I make an abstain from voting on the steps.
Thank you, Mr. Kenton. I moved on too fast for that.
Thank you.
Kenton has abstained. Approval of the July 18th regular meeting minutes. The July 18th regular meeting minutes provided to the board in advance for this meeting. Are there any additions or deletions? If there are not, is there a motion to approve the July 18th regular meeting minutes as presented?
Stevens, so moved.
Stevens made a motion. I need a second.
Griffin, second.
Griffin, second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
Mr. Kenton has abstained.
President Brittingham, may I make a clarification for the minutes, please? Mr. Kenton, did you move to approve the agenda for this evening's meeting?
Oh, I should have done that just for the media, for the July agenda.
Okay, how would you like to vote to approve the agenda? Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Charter schools, charter school updates. This is for information. The charter school office has provided a written report prior to this meeting. Leroy Travers, director of charter school office, is here this evening to provide any further updates. Mr. Travers.
Yeah. I have no further updates, but I'm ready for questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Travers?
So I have a question.
Sure.
Because I'm new to this. Sure. I'm just wondering why we're getting an update on Great Oaks.
Great Oaks was placed under formal review for investigation as to whether or not they were meeting the terms of their charter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So after that investigation, they were given a number of conditions that they had to meet as part of the allowance of them continuing at the school. So I update the board every month on their status of those conditions.
Any more questions?
I have one more. Leroy, do you have a status update on those folks that were still working towards licensure and certification?
Not necessarily. They're still in the hiring process for the upcoming year. And have that until school year starts.
All righty. Anything else? Okay, we'll move to charter school organization performance framework. This is for action. Mr. Travers, are there any further updates on that?
I did make the change, the question that Ms. Stevens questioned last week, the term materially in one of the indicators that didn't fit with the remainder of the document. So we just removed that term materially.
Is there a motion to approve the Charter School Organization Performance Network as presented?
Griffin, I move that we approve the Charter School Organizational Performance Framework as presented.
Griffin's made a motion. I need a second.
Mr. Kenton, second.
Kenton has second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? The motion carries. Next on the agenda is regulations. I'd like to note that Governor Carney signed Senate Bill 260 into law on August 2nd. It removes the Delaware State Board of Education from the Delaware Interscholastic Athletics Association's regulation process. So we knew that was coming, and it is now it's in action. Next is professional standards board regulations for discussion or action. In the interest of efficiency, the board will take action on related regulations together. We will start with the regulations published for information in June. Dr. Linnea Bradshaw, Executive Director of the Professional Standards Board, review regulations that were previously presented for information. Dr. Bradshaw.
Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. I have presented regulation 1531, middle level English language arts teacher, 1532, middle language mathematics teacher, middle level science teacher, 1534, middle level social studies teacher, 1539, health education teacher. Are those the only ones that are being taken together in one motion?
I have 1564 on mine.
I'm 1564. Thank you. I'm looking at these. I wasn't looking at that piece of it. So those regulations all have the exact same changes. They are the changes that I have been talking about, I believe, for the last 6 months in relation to the new process for 91 days in lieu of student teaching. There were about 19 regulations that needed to be changed. This is, I believe, the first set. You've got at least a few more sets coming to you in the future. The only one that has any different pieces to it than 1534, middle level social studies teacher. It does have a change in the praxis score. As part of the revision process, we did uncover the fact that our praxis middle level social studies score was at 164, which is about the highest in the nation and is much higher than our surrounding states. The department recommended that we lower that passing score to match Maryland's, which is 154, and the regulation change reflects that. And so that's the only difference in any of these.
You said that was the only difference. I missed.
Yes, something. In this first set. Yes.
Okay, I understand now.
Would you like me to talk about all of these before you do the motions?
We'll stop there for
okay.
a second.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Bradshaw? Okay, is there a motion to approve regulations 1531, 1532, 1533, 1534, 1539, and 1564 as presented?
So moved. Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
LaHavia abstained.
LaHavia has abstained. The motion carries. Thank you. Next is regulations proposed for information in July. It is regulation 1551 and 1557, Dr. Bradshaw.
And so I presented these at the last meeting. They have the identical They were presented at the last meeting. The other ones had been presented in June, and they had the exact same amendments as the previous six. And so only the amendments that have to do with the 91 days in lieu of student teaching.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for Dr. Bradshaw?
I'll make a comment or suggestion.
Yes, Secretary Holdick.
Being that we, Dr. Bradshaw, it's Mark Holliday. Being that we have had some changes on the board and folks who are new and or, you know, listening tonight or in the room who might not necessarily know exactly what the 91 days in lieu of student teaching means, can you just share with the group the what that is and the why behind it in very layman's terms, short layman's terms? I think it would be helpful.
So the 91 days in lieu of student teaching is a pathway into teaching that it's an alternative route that has existed for many, many years before we had formal ARTC programs. And so one of the things that you could do is teach for 1 year with a positive summative evaluation in order to count for your student teaching. And so that has been around for more than 30 years. And at one point when we've had, as ARTC programs were developed, the pathway, what we call the 91 day pathway, was limited to non-core certifications. And so there were certifications such as music and art and then world languages, et cetera. And as such, it really was not used very well or very, very much at all. And then what happened in 2022 is the legislature expanded the eligibility for 91 days into the secondary core. So middle school and high school math, science, English, social studies teachers could also use that year instead of student teaching. And one of the things that we found, we tried to implement that without really a regulation change. And then we just found that it had turned into kind of a mess because there weren't enough requirements. And in fact, the 91 days is usually done as a substitute teacher. Delaware doesn't have any requirements beyond some minimal training and I believe a high school diploma for a substitute teacher. Yet, if you are on the pathway to becoming a teacher, you do need a bachelor's degree. You do need content preparation. There are a lot of other intermittent steps. And so what we were finding is there were a lot of people falling through the cracks or thinking they could become a teacher without really following a prescribed pathway. And so what we did is we created some very specific entrance criteria for the 91 days, and then we created some specific exit criteria for the 91 days. And the entrance criteria is part of getting your initial license, and the exit criteria are 15 credits in education, because these are people who don't have an education background. And so once you kind of get in the classroom, that's when you have to start taking these education programs. It actually mirrors exactly what ARTC programs require. And so we wanted to make sure that it was more closely aligned to what we're expecting our ARTC people to do. I hope that was in layman's terms enough. It has a lot of history. It's a very, very confusing. It took me a very long time to understand exactly what it was when I first started in this role, and then it changed again midway through.
Thank you, Lynne.
Great, thank you. If there are no questions for Dr. Bradshaw, I will entertain a motion to approve regulations 1551 and 1557 as presented.
So moved, Stevens.
Stevens made a motion. I need a second.
LaHavia, second.
LaHavia, second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The motion carries. Next, Dr. Bradshaw, is Regulation 1503, Comprehensive Educator Induction Program. It is for action.
So this regulation that's before you tonight does not have very many edits, only because it is one of technical corrections. The entire Comprehensive Educator Induction Program has been revamped. It was piloted last year, and it is being implemented this fall in all schools. However, when we did the first iteration of this, we realized that there was a very substantive mistake in what was published. What was submitted to the publisher was correct. What was published was not correct. And we were informed that what we needed to do is republish. So we went ahead and we finalized the regulation with the mistake, coming right back to fix it. The substantive mistake is in the title of Section 3.0. That does not pertain to specialist, but and specialist was not crossed out. I believe we made 6 other corrections just because we had the opportunity to go back and fix things. And so that's what's before you tonight.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from board members? Is there a motion to approve Regulation 1503 as presented?
Mr. Kenton, so moved.
Mr. Kenton's made a motion. I need a second.
Stevens, second.
Stevens, second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Bradshaw, 1511, continuing license for action.
Continuing license, I also did present that this to the board last month. There are several edits, although this one was more of a reaction to the changes in the Comprehensive Educator Induction Program. There's an entire section that struck out because the program has changed. We also delineated the process for reissuance of a continuing license a little bit more clearly. The process wasn't changed per se. It was just unclear. And so that is in Section 6.0, just delineating what happens if a person's license expires. And I believe there were some other minor changes that were just sort of moving things or making some extra determinations.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
I forgot about the professional development and professional learning. Because the new standards for professional learning are being adopted, we included the words professional learning into the regulation as well.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from board members for Dr. Bradshaw on 1511? Is there a motion to approve Regulation 1511 as presented?
LaHavia, I make a motion.
LaHavia's made a motion. I need a second.
Stevens, second.
Stevens, second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The last one is Regulation 1598, Delaware Professional Development Standards for Action.
This regulation is being repealed. The standards for professional development have been changed or updated nationwide to the standards for professional learning. That regulation is being adopted under the authority of the Department of Education and not via the Professional Standards Board, and is being adopted via new regulation 288, which I believe is not a regulation that comes before the state board. And so the repeal and the adoption are happening simultaneously.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Dr. Bradshaw?
I just have one question. So then would a motion be to repeal Regulation 1598?
Yes.
Or approve the repeal?
I believe so, yes.
Or approving the, okay. Is there a motion to approve 15, no. Regulation 1598 as presented?
No.
The repeal is open.
Is there a motion to approve the repeal of Regulation 1598 as presented?
Is there a motion to approve the repeal of Regulation 1598 as presented?
So moved, Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. Kent second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can I just add, I'm going to abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry. LaJavia has abstained. Okay. Time has been set aside at this point in the agenda for public comment on regulations. Ms. Smith, do we have anyone signed up for public comment on regulations?
Yes, we do. We have one online commenter, and that is Pam Weir, and I'm going to promote her, so we'll give her the right amount of time. Right, so continue with your script, please.
We will hear from speakers from the sign-up sheet who are present in the meeting room in person first. Then we will recognize speakers logged in via the URL in order that they have signed up. Comments should be limited to 2 minutes for individuals and 3 minutes for organizations. Please note, the board typically will not respond to questions or engage in a dialogue with those offering comments during the board meeting.
Okay, we have Pam Weir, so she is going to unmute and we're going to give her 3 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. I apologize. My camera is off. I am slightly under the weather, and I just don't want to expose anyone to that. So I have my camera off. I apologize for that. My name is Pam Weir. I'm the executive director for the Governor's Advisory Council for Exceptional Citizens. As many of you know, the GACEC, as it's called, serves as the state advisory panel under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. So we focus on special education services that the Department of Education provides. I would like to provide a brief public comment on regulations that were discussed at the July 18th State Board of Education meeting, regulations 922, 923, and 925. Council is very concerned about some of the content in the re-released regulation. We will be providing feedback to the Department of Education and the State Board, and we've reached out to DOE leadership to schedule a meeting to discuss the concerns. I'm also here tonight to implore the State Board to meet with us if possible to discuss these concerns, and please do not vote on them before either receiving our feedback or having a discussion with us. And again, we will be working, of course, with Secretary Holodeck and others within the Department of Education to discuss these concerns. But again, I just implore you to review our feedback and hopefully have a discussion with us before voted on in September. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll check into that. Appreciate your time and have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
All righty, next is State Board business. It's FY annual report. This is for action. The FY annual report contains highlights and statutory and other accomplishments from July 2023 to June 2024. It was provided to the board in advance of the meeting and published on eBoard. Any questions from board members about the report? And if there isn't, is there a motion to approve the FY 2024 annual report as presented?
So moved, Stevens.
Stevens made a motion. Each second. Griffin second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
LaJavia abstained.
LaJavia has abstained. Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, this is the Delaware School Board Association. This is for action. Last month, we received information regarding the Delaware School Board Association from its executive director, Mr. David Tall, and board members have discussed the merits of this organization, which is valuable to local school boards. It has also been discussed that the policy work and the statutory responsibilities are different for the State Board of Education, and that the Delaware State Board of Education is planning to support other priorities in the upcoming year. In voting on the budget last month, the board discussed reallocating the $5,291 for other priorities and initiatives. Are there any questions or further discussion from board members on this?
Yeah, what is the proposed action that we will be taking?
We will be proposing not to renew our membership for the next year.
I know in the presentation we heard last month, at least my interpretation of what we heard is there's a desire that we would. I also recognize that there might not be the alignment between their goals and our goals as a state board. I'm wondering about relationship and what would we do to maintain, if we're not a member of the DSBA, to maintain a good working relationship with them. Do we have a plan for that apart from being paid members of the organization?
It's a fair question. Do I have a truly good answer? No, I think it should be an open door policy reviewed throughout the year. This is something where their alignments are different. They do a good job of representing local boards. And we unfortunately know they're there, but we don't represent them. We represent the state level, of course. I would like to keep an open door, but I think this year our priorities have changed. We have a teacher retention we want to talk about, early literacy, and take the funding and move to that. Our allocations are what we have, but we want to keep moving forward on that. As far as relations, I don't know where to go. I know David Tall, as he sits in this room, I know very few board members from the other districts now, but I would like to think, even though if we vote not to do it this year, that maybe next year some changes be, and we could maybe realign with them.
Also, I think, wasn't there a recommendation made by one of our members at a previous meeting to explore the possibility of an associate membership, that although one may not exist now, that maybe DSBA would consider potentially offering an associate membership, similar to other organizations that offer people outside of their traditional members a membership to other constituencies, so that might also be a possibility at some point.
My biggest, and it's not a concern really, but my biggest concern, and I recognize, having served on a local board, that we really don't have the same priorities, and that our relationship with the NSB is more akin to what we do than what they do at that level. But in a state like Delaware, I'm always worried about working relationships. And of course, the perception that comes with the state board after, I think what I heard yesterday was the state board has been apart since 1954 or something like that, that we make this decision now and what leads to that decision. So again, I'm not asking that it alter our direction if there are priorities that we have that limited funds need to go to that rather than going to the state board. But I think that we will probably need to do some work just to make sure that they understand that we still support their work and that we still want to make sure that we are working together, because we all ultimately have the same goal, whether it's at the local level or at the state level. That's all I wanted to hear about.
Of course, our goals are the same in the students. Let's make Delaware number one in the state, in the nation.
Absolutely.
In the nation.
Yeah.
I have no problem with open dialogues with any of the board members with them. I mean, I think Dave meets with Kathleen once a month, I believe, mm-hmm. or so.
So we already have that.
And hopefully we will continue to. I mean, I don't want to think that the local boards think we're shunning them. We're not, for sure. But there's other things I see more pressing at the time.
So, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's what we have. And then with that, I'm going to entertain a motion regarding the membership for DSBA for FY25 to relay to not renew our membership for FY25 for the DSBA. Is there a motion?
So moved, Stephen.
Stevens, is there a second?
Canton, sir.
Canton, second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Next on the list on the agenda is committee and meeting reports. There was an opportunity for members to provide written information and written reports made available on eBoard on any events or committee meetings attended since the last meeting. Would anyone like to share anything further?
I just want to draw attention to a couple of the items included in my report, particularly related to NASB. We did have a meeting of the various regions that are part of the NASB nominating committee. I am the Northeast Regional Representative on that committee. And so you see the three names listed for the three positions that are currently open for the next year. And so when we attend the NASB conference in October, we will be voting for those three people for those particular positions. Also to bring to your attention that this week, Kathleen and I attended the NASB Principal Collaborative meeting. It was a virtual meeting that was held by NASB with some really outstanding speakers, researchers that are taking a look at how to improve the quality of principals in our schools. And so I've included a few of the points that they've made. I'd also particularly like to highlight the Learning Policy Institute, which recently published a report of what the 50 states are currently offering in terms of high quality professional development for principals. And it was great to see that Delaware was acknowledged in a number of the categories that I've listed there for you, particularly for the work that DASL has been doing in terms of both onboarding new principals and preparing teacher leaders for the pipeline to become principals, and also helping current principals become better. One area, though, that I found that only five states in the country currently have a lot of PD around, and Delaware isn't one of them, is on differentiated assistance for school improvement. And so I'm interested when we go to the NASB conference, there will be continued discussion around the principals collaborative and the work that's being done there. And I'm eager to hear what those five states are currently doing. I know California is one in terms of preparing principals, particularly for school improvement. And given the news that came out today regarding assessments, I'm sure that there will probably be a lot of questions of, well, okay, what are schools going to be doing now? So I'm hoping that that particular conference item will be of interest, I think, to all of us that are attending. So hopefully we'll bring back in November some interesting information on that particular item. Oh, one other thing too. I included for you as part of my report the phase two report that came out from, I won't use its acronym, it's the Student Improvement Committee, or it's the Student Instructional Component Committee. They call it SIC. I really wish we could come up with a better acronym than SIC. And this relates to the fourth component for student improvement as part of the teacher evaluation system. So this will give you, again, a deeper dive into the model itself and how it's going to be rolling out this year in a few of our districts to pilot it and to get some feedback that we'll probably see sometime in the spring.
Outstanding.
That's my report.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Brigham, it's Mr. Kenton. First Monday or first Tuesday of each month, we meet virtually with the Governmental Affairs Committee. It's really been a fun activity. Every month I look forward to it. The chairman is a gentleman, Dr. Ernest from Indiana. It comes 5 o'clock. You better get ready to shut up. He's going to cut you off. he likes to start on time and end on time. It was really good. And it's just nice to hear the other states share. We're having the same issues we're having. I mean, the chronic absenteeism and retention of teachers and hiring new teachers and the cell phone, how many states are starting cell phone, while they're letting their districts handle that. They're not, I don't think any of the states are involved that I know of, but they're letting their local districts handle that. But it's that's some of the issues we listen to each month, and we get to share those things, and I enjoy those meetings. Thank you.
You're right. Those are issues that every state faces, for sure, especially the cell phones. It's been interesting to read this year. The only thing I have to say, boy, school's coming up. Sorry, Megan. I'm sure Secretary Holodick has us ready to roll.
There's a lot happening across the state. I'll provide some information during my report out.
Sure you will. Anybody else want to add anything?
President Brittingham, we do have Sage online from California. I don't know if our student wants to provide any updates.
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for, inviting me back here. It's very fun. I enjoyed attending these meetings. I don't have, any current updates, but I'm looking forward to all seeing you in person at the next meeting.
Great. Thank you. What are you doing out there? Tell us.
I'm here for, a research program institution at Stanford University. It's 2 weeks long, and it's mostly conducting scientific research on various topics like biology, chemistry, things like that.
Outstanding.
Wow. Amazing.
Is there anybody else have anything else? All righty. Well, we'll move on to the executive director's report. Ms. Smith.
All right. Thank you. You do have my written report, and I just wanted to emphasize that I'm looking forward to the October 14th workshop meeting, and more details about that will be forthcoming. It will be here in this room. And preliminary agenda items are a little bit of strategic planning. We do need to go through and approve the procedures manual. Dad Corbin and I have worked on updating the appeals and hearings procedure appendix in particular, and some other things throughout, including updating all of the regulations that fall under your purview. So that is one of the things that we'll discuss and do some strategic planning and go from there.
Great, thank you. Is there any questions for Ms. Smith?
Yeah, just one question. Will we be inviting NASB to be part of the strategic planning process again this year?
Maybe not the October one, but at future meetings.
Okay.
In the past, the board has said that they'd be interested in meeting one additional time once per quarter. So perhaps at a future one.
Okay.
And NASB would be happy to come and do that. Perhaps it's time for another board survey as well, which they can help conduct, that you would take the survey to rate how you're doing with board business, and they can help us plan that.
Sounds good. Put that on your calendars, folks. October. I have a few things we need to discuss.